Gaundy and Maz Show.
Oh, we just celebrated Maz's birthday 4 months late, but happy birthday to you, Maz.
That is gold. Yeah. Like, I love this, like, mid-year surprise scenario. My birthday was on the 2nd of March. I'm happy to celebrate any time of the year. It's great.
The party's still going. Yep. Producer Ash, Matt in the studio here. So you're going to hear it on the podcast today, but we did kind of miss your birthday.
Not kind of.
We did.
Like, fully missed it.
But it's not like we knew when your birthday was.
I never told you guys when it was.
Secret.
I did. Like, I just didn't think it was a big deal. And then you made it a big deal, and I'm like, well, this is great.
Happy birthday, mate. 4 months later.
You guys are
When's
awesome.
Your actual birthday again?
2nd of March.
Not anymore. June 18 is your new birthday.
Cool. We can celebrate on June 18 every year. Well, we should spread it out too because your producer, Maddie, you're on the 1st of March.
Correct.
You're going to be on the 3rd of April.
See, she's good at remembering birthdays.
Oh, 1st of May.
Yes.
1st of May. So they're all quite clustered together.
Yeah.
And because mine's the day after yours, Maddie. So maybe if we push mine back to June, then we've got a March, an April, a May, and a June.
Yeah.
The great thing now is we don't have to think about another birthday till next year.
June,
How good is that? Hey, and do you like what was organised for you? You had the cupcake tower.
You know me so well. There were cupcakes, there was confetti, and a nude photo of myself framed. Like, you've nailed it.
What more could you want?
Catch that in the podcast today. It is coming up, of course. Our mate Ryan Shelton is on as well.
Yeah, he's got this. Well, he's on this new app that helps you sleep, but it's funny.
Ash, didn't you say your boyfriend's downloaded this app off the back of the chat?
It's called Laughscape, and I told him about this yesterday, and he has downloaded it because he said, oh, it's cheaper than therapy. So that's
true. So you get a free trial for the app, which is what Shelton's pushing.
Yeah, so there's a few comedians on there that you can listen to, but not all of them. And there's one on there that he really wanted, so he's paid a few dollars a month and he gets the subscription. So
that's
you can
how
listen
they
to
get
everything.
You, and then you forget to cancel
it. It is a good point. It is cheaper than therapy.
Yeah.
Therapy is expensive.
No, he was laughing his head off listening, very relaxed, but
as
laughing.
He went to sleep.
It was a bit disturbing.
What else is in the podcast today, Maddie?
I loved his nicknames for you two, by the way.
Oh,
just hold out for that. Jana, she's going to talk about narcissists. This one's weird.
So she's interviewed a someone who's been diagnosed as a sociopathic narcissist. God, that sounds cool.
I jumped on the Instagram of the chick she was talking about, and it's just all selfies.
You get
the entire thing, nothing
else. Which is quite narcissistic
behaviour.
That's
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the most narcissistic person on this team?
Matt.
I'd agree with that. Yeah.
I don't know.
The fact that you're surprised says it all because narcissists don't know that they're narcissists.
So if I said that you guys were narcissists, you would be surprised.
No, I don't think they are. It's definitely you.
It's like when Matt says something funny on the air and then it just makes the promo that day every single time.
It does not.
Yes, because you put together the bits.
You're like, I'll put myself in there.
It doesn't mean you are a full-blown narcissist. It just means, like, on the spectrum of narcissism, like, you're closest.
No, I'm not a narcissist, but I did win the Instagram poll of who wore a better Gaundy, by the way.
Oh, that's right. You did too.
Outfits yesterday.
We had matching outfits yesterday.
I'm not a narcissist.
God. You're both narcissists.
Ash put it up there.
He asked the question, I'll say.
Who wore it better?
Yeah.
Were you wearing the same thing?
Said Maddie.
I missed it.
Yeah, we had the same puffer vest on, and although Matt hates puffer vests, but all of a sudden I'm wearing one, so he's wearing one.
Oh.
And we had the same industry top as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was hurt by that when I saw that on there. I was like, oh, come on, guys.
Yeah, I voted for you, Gaundy.
Thanks, Ash.
Yeah, I did see that, Ash.
Okay. Oh my God.
Mate, I love 67%
still voted for you.
They know what they're saying.
Anyway, it's Friday. Let's get out of here.
Not going to argue with that.
Enjoy the podcast. Well, it's naming rights is what it is.
That's it.
Yeah.
We named your van Vanny DeVito, and we've retracted the name. This is Name the Van 2.0.
We had to retract the name because Sabor Desserts in the Hunter, they ran a very similar competition after us.
Yes.
Came up with the same name and we thought we can't have, the state's not big enough for two Vanny DeVitos.
They branded their van.
They've
and also,
ahead.
I just think it is their business. Like, your van is just for, like, funsies on the weekend.
Yeah, it's the people's van too. You know, we can't travel overseas at the moment. So, I bought a van, converted it into a camper. but it needs a name, and who am I to give it the name? Hand the naming rights over to the people of the Gawndy and Maz show, please. And we've had some great suggestions. So we relaunched this again this week, and these are some of the names came through. Such a listen. Ones. Go to Adam at Niagara Park. What's your suggestion?
Van Helsing.
Leo.
Well, you wanted a cool name, so I was thinking Vanny Zuko.
Hey, here we go.
On the back of the van, you can have the V-Birds.
Flash in Port Macquarie.
Hey, Flash.
Flash, you'll have a ripper.
Yeah, hey, trendsetters. I just saw it on the back of you proclaiming yourself President of New South Wales.
Yep.
You may as well go the whole hog and knight yourself and call it Sir Vance-a-Lot.
Melissa.
Hi, we wanted Danny Lovano.
Demi Lovato style. Yeah, Demi Lovano. Yeah. Quite like Demi Lovano. It's modern.
It is. It hasn't been suggested before. That's what I like about
the new one, yeah.
A lot of the new names, to be honest with you. So here's the deal. According to Instagram...
Top five, I don't care. We're doing a top five.
We're doing a top five.
We're doing a top five.
I don't know how we're going to do that because Instagram only lets you do four.
Doesn't matter. Apparently. We did five last time and you just put two and two and then you get the other one and you put it in and you do the matching up.
We've got to have a top five.
It's a top five.
Here's
we'll work
the top
our way
five.
Around it. Top five.
Call somebody at Instagram and get
top
them to
five.
Fudge up a tile.
No, you can do that thing where you go, do you want this or this? And then people vote and then the winner of that goes to the next round, this or this, and we'll work it out.
We'll
top five's
out.
Good. Top five's good.
Do you want me to read the top five?
Give me, well, we know we're going to put Demi Lovano
so,
in.
Okay,
yes.
Demi Lovano.
That's in.
That was suggested by Melissa from Wagga. Also in the mix, we love Sir Vance-a-Lot. That was from Flash.
Yes.
In Port Macquarie.
So that kind of ties into this song, but also
it's Sir Lance-a-Lot.
Yeah, but Sir Mix-a-Lot
but
too.
But sure, yep. Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yep. True, yep.
Can I say this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Michael Jorvan.
Yeah,
is also...
that's epic because you love basketball. It.
I don't know if Jamie's going to love that one, though. She's not as big on sport as me, but I do love myself.
That came through on Insta from Howie 10.
That
thanks,
was epic.
Howie
that was
10.
Epic. Yep.
Also from Dylan Noonan 94 on Insta, Louis Vuitton.
So that's
like
off
Louis Vuitton?
Louis Vuitton.
Which is a very high-end designer brand.
Quite like that.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of takes it to a whole other classy level
it's
of the van,
classy.
Doesn't it? People love Louis Vuitton.
It's Vuitton.
Louis, what is it?
Louis
Vuitton.
Vuitton.
That's right. Yeah, sorry.
Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So that would be Louis Vuitton.
Yep.
And the final suggestion, which we cannot go past.
No.
Is Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
That is a legit suggestion. And you know what? We're putting that into the mix because it's just funny that there's all these van names and all these celebrity puns and it's all very funny. And then we were like, just a flat out straight up Jeff is a cool name for a van.
When you're sifting through and you just see Jeff, you're like, okay.
It made us laugh.
Okay,
hopefully
so
you're laughing too.
Top five, Demi Lovano, Sir Vance-a-Lot, Michael Jorvan, Louis Vuitton and Jeff is the top five. We're going to vote for these over the weekend and announce the name 2.0 on the show on Monday.
Hopefully that name will stick for more than 2 months.
Which one do you want the most?
Jeff.
Are you going for Jeff?
100%.
My name is Jeff.
Our mate Ryan Shelton joins us on the air. Hello, Shelton.
Hello.
Hello, both. I miss you both.
I miss you too, mate.
Miss you.
Although
it's been a long time.
We can fall asleep listening to your dulcet tones, which is a win for everybody.
It's true. Well, yeah. I mean, you probably should give some context to what you're talking about.
I call you and put you on speakerphone and you just talk in the phone until I fall asleep. It's a really great service that you provide.
It's the new live cameo where Shelton will actually... do it for you, or pop around to your house live if you pay enough money.
Yeah, for a small fee.
Maz and I have a very unique relationship.
We do.
Well, it's the only time we talk is when she needs to get to sleep. It could be any time of the night.
It's true.
Just give her a call.
Yeah. It's
so
really cute.
There's an app called Laughscape. Who came up with this? Is this your idea, or did you sort of get roped into it? How did it all come about?
a friend of mine, Max Price. So Max works in TV. He's a writer and producer and comedian as well. Like years ago, he had this issue falling asleep. Like he would be lying in bed, thoughts running through his head, and he just sort of didn't really know what to do. He tried like the meditation apps, and it didn't really work. And so he would resort to listening to Ricky Gervais's old podcast, you know, with Carl Pilkington.
Yeah.
And so imagine.
Yep.
For whatever reason, he was like, he was laughing in bed, and then that relaxed him enough to then be able to go to sleep.
Wow.
And so he was like, well, I can't be the only one who feels like that. So he had this idea for this app, which is essentially, this is what Laughscape is. So Laughscape is sleep stories told by comedians, funny stories told by comedians.
It's brilliant.
And they're stories that, you know, I've done a couple of them, but there's like 50 different comedians on the app.
How do you go to sleep if you're laughing though? Because that would keep me up.
The reason a lot of people can't sleep is because of anxiety or some sort of thoughts running through your head.
Well, they're thinking about trying to get to sleep, and because you're not asleep, that then causes you to feel anxious about sleeping, and then you get worried that you're not falling asleep, and then it just goes on a loop in your brain and it keeps you awake.
Exactly. So I think the idea, Gondi, or for listeners, as I like to call you, Sir Gondi Weaver.
Thank you. By request.
The idea is that the laughing kind of like relaxes you and you stop thinking about going to sleep. And yes, you're laughing, but maybe after a while you're just like happy and you're not worried about sleeping. And then eventually, hopefully, and it has been working. A lot of people I know are using it.
We've got a little bit of you here, Sheltz. It's not the longest grab ever, but just to get an idea of sort of how you read.
Is this the carpet one, a brief history of carpet?
It's just the one that our producers have given me. So here's what they've grabbed.
Hello. I'm Ryan Shelton. Not Ryan Reynolds.
Not Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
which
man.
Would keep
See,
you up.
Didn't even let me finish Reynolds.
Reynolds.
I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
We all know Ryan Reynolds.
No, yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Reynolds.
Yeah, always pipped at the post by Ryan Reynolds. Yes. Got to change his name.
So it's funny, yeah. But it's not like piss yourself laughing funny.
Oh, some is. I've listened to more than just that, and there's some genuine laughs in there, Shelts.
Thank you, Sir Gondi. Yeah, no, I think it's subjective, Maz. You
okay,
know, like
sure.
Some
humor
people find
is.
It funny. I guess because it's designed to send you to sleep. It's a low energy, but it's very, like a lot of it's pretty surreal and strange.
Well, I want to give it a go. I definitely want to give it a go because I do listen to a sleep story every night, and I just read that Millsy had done one, and it's called If Rob Mills Won Australian Idol, and I think that would be a hilarious story.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like kind of living out their dreams, essentially.
Yeah, right.
Shelts,
like saying what they wish.
I want to play you something because not that I'm a comedian or anything, but Armani, who's 9 years old and listens to our show, she had written a story for school and sent it to us and I put it into a sleep story. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, I've done a little bit of this. I'm just going to play you what we recorded back then.
Consider this a demo.
And so this is just, so this is me reading the sleep story. If there was a funny story to go with it, I could be on the app. I just want to get your take on if I nailed the vibe of the app. Take a listen.
Oh, oh.
Cried the lonely cockatoo. What's the matter? Questioned a very familiar kangaroo. My son got stolen, sobbed Coco the cockatoo. Oh, I feel so bad for you. Kayla the kangaroo felt so bad that she went to the human's pet store and stole a baby boy cockatoo.
I mean, the story makes no sense, Shelts, but you can get a vibe of what I'd be like on the app potentially.
I think the story was great. I think the delivery was questionable.
What, you didn't like the, I feel so bad for you.
I loved your cockatoo impersonation. That was good.
I reckon if you're playing characters, Gondi, you need to work on your voices. It's like Pixar's not going to come running if you're just going to be doing your own voice. We need like proper, like drop into the character.
Shelts, that was just you doing your voice as well though, right?
Yeah, but I was playing myself. No.
If you want a brief history of carpet, you know where to go. It's the Laughscape app. We love it, man. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks heaps, guys. Appreciate it.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Yeah, believe it or not, Pauline Hanson's still a thing in 2021.
What is she doing? She's still a senator.
Who knows?
She's been a senator since, like, I don't know, a while, like 10 years or something.
She's
maybe?
Like a cockroach. You just can't kill it, you know? Yeah. You just can't. Just always around, always there.
The thing that's really interesting about Pauline Hanson, like, whether you agree with her political view or not, is she's quite a polarizing character because she says some quite outrageous things sometimes, and then I feel like that's why we talk about her.
Yeah, love or hate Pauline Hanson. The longevity of Pauline Hanson is something to be amazed.
She's a walking meme.
Think back to, what was that Pauline Pants Down song? Remember, I don't like it. No, I don't. Never did.
I like it.
That feels like a lifetime ago, and she's still around.
She's still kicking around. So she's in Parliament. So she is still a senator then, if she's in Parliament.
And look, she's a little bit confused about when her birthday is these days.
What do you mean?
Well, she's 67.
How do you get your birthday wrong?
Pauline Hanson is 67 years of age.
Good on her, still kicking around.
And in this first piece of audio I'm going to play you, she thinks her birthday was like yesterday. Take a listen to this first little bit here.
Just because you're 67 and you're of retirement age, which I'm proud to say I am 67 years of age, and I turned 67 yesterday.
Senator Hanson, on a point of order.
And so the confusion lies in is that it wasn't yesterday, it was actually a month prior. She's just super confused.
Wait, what? So she said her birthday was yesterday, but it was a month ago.
She doesn't know when her own birthday is, Pauline Hanson. Take a listen to this audio straight after that.
Misrepresentation. Senator Watt said I've circulated this on my birthday. My birthday was last month. This was not circulated on my birthday. So it's basically misrepresentation, telling a lie.
Sorry, Senator Hanson, but the Senate did hear you say yesterday was your birthday. So if there's some confusion, I think we... Sorry, I'll give you the call, Senator Hanson.
Yesterday.
Senator Hanson,
yesterday was not my birthday, so you're wrong. I'm sure you've realised that. My birthday was last month.
Senator Hanson, thank you for clarifying that. We can now correct the record, and I would urge your office to pull up the record. There is no points of order. Let's get back on track, Senator.
She clearly said her birthday was yesterday. You heard that, right?
100%.
On the replay. Now, here's the thing.
What's going on?
Well, this is the thing. What is going on? Because...
do you know what's going on?
I know what's going on in here because, Baz...
Yeah?
Is it true...
What?
...that we forgot your birthday?
Yep.
Your birthday is?
Do you know when it is?
March the 2nd.
It is. It's the day after producer Maddie's.
Yes. And I said to you in the studio this week, I said, oh, when's your birthday? Thinking it was coming up because we haven't celebrated it yet. And you said, oh, it's already been. I said, what do you mean? You just came into work and it was your birthday and no one said anything.
Under the radar.
Why didn't you tell anybody?
Because do you know what? Like, I love celebrating. I love making a deal about, like, I bought you a really good present and I made producer Maddie a cake. And
you go all out.
I do because I love celebrating other people's birthday and I'm happy to fly under the radar.
That's sad though, mate. You come into work and no one makes a big deal of it.
Clearly organise something that's going to make me blush or be embarrassed or...
Welcome to a very late surprise birthday party. Here we go, guys. Here they go. Yeah. Happy birthday. We've got a cupcake thing. It's all going on, Maz. Happy birthday. It's a month late, but here it is. Happy birthday, dear.
Oh, this is too much.
Happy birthday to you. Yes.
Oh, my God. My plan.
How good is this?
This is great.
And
it
wouldn't be your birthday without your husband, Glenn, who joins us on the air. No, he's on the phone right now.
Oh, Glenn!
There he is.
Happy birthday, darling.
Oh, thanks, babe. This is a bit nice.
Enjoy your summer
here
as well.
Hey, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
And Henry's here too, but he's refusing to say happy birthday.
Classic Henry.
We wanted him to sing happy birthday, and I don't think he's got it in him this morning. Yeah.
No, he's definitely in a defiant mode at the moment. Guys, this is so lovely.
Round of applause for Maz.
Thanks, guys.
It's only, how many months late are we?
So wait,
how
was my birthday yesterday?
No.
I'm confused.
No, March the 2nd. How many months ago is that? March, ages. April, May, June. Happy 4 month late birthday, yay! Maz!
Love Jack, baby, love Jack! Love Jack!
Chat with Jenna Hawking.
Oh, it's a jungle out there in the dating world, and sifting through the jungle is our love dating expert, Jenna Hawking.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, Jenna.
Hello, guys. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, heading into the weekend. You must be excited. All your dates coming up. What do you got lined up?
Oh,
what is lined up for you this weekend?
Is it back to back to back to back?
No, I've set myself a mission to meet a bloke in real life. IRL, as the young people say. Yeah, I'm going to a festival in Sydney.
Jeez, you're really going out into the jungle.
Does the guy know that you're meeting him, or you're just hoping that you will meet somebody of significance in the wild?
No, my future husband has no idea that meeting me this weekend.
So do you have any tactics? Like, will you go really hunting down eye contact, see what's about? Like, what are you doing when you get there?
It's all about eye contact.
Yeah, it is.
There's a fine line between creepy eye contact and just cute, you know? You've got to do it no longer than 5 seconds. They give it away if you do the sneaky look back. And
if you look back.
Yeah, oh, that's
look
the giveaway.
Back guy. You want the look back guy.
I can't wait to hear how that goes next week.
What is your article about this week? Because I've seen the headline and it's my favourite N-word, narcissist.
We throw the word around a lot. Yeah. The old narcissist word gets used a lot. But I came across this girl who put a YouTube video up that was what it's like to be a sociopath.
This person is a sociopath?
She's a sociopath. So she's a current Miss Australia contestant.
Yeah.
And she's been clinically diagnosed as a narcissistic sociopath.
Holy hell.
Tick, tick. I was like, well, I have to talk to her.
What is that? What does that mean?
So the common traits of a narcissist is they lack empathy, they have disregard for others, a tendency to lie and manipulate, their egos are out of control, and they basically just use people for their own game. Pretty darn evil, and they're everywhere.
It's true. A lot of them work in radio.
Well, yeah. That's what she said. She said the media industry, like, they've done studies.
Well, it attracts those qualities.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
So she said CEOs, surgeons, politicians, lawyers, and actors. But you know what I found really interesting? She said narcissistic traits can actually be really useful in some professions. For example, a surgeon, say something goes wrong and like, say you're, I don't know, you're in for some surgery and something goes wrong. A surgeon who lacks empathy will just go straight into black and white solution mode. So they take, you know, they're not freaking out about your family who's waiting in the waiting room.
Or yeah, right. They can get the job done.
They just go straight into solution mode. Right. Sure. How do we fix this? And I was like, ooh.
How do you pick?
The other scary thing is she said no one voluntarily gets diagnosed as a narcissist because narcissists don't think they're narcissists. They have such a grandiose, you know, ego. They assume there's nothing wrong with them. And the only reason people get diagnosed is because it was a court order, they're looking at jail time, or they've had an involuntary mental health assessment.
Right. Jeez. Can they change their ways, do you think, or once a narcissist, always a narcissist?
Well, most psychiatrists refuse to treat narcissists because they don't believe they can be changed. If you go to a psychologist and say, I think I'm dating a narcissist, they will say, get out of there. They don't give you tools to, like, help them. They just say, get out of there. It's
There's this thing that I've heard of called the psychopath test. It's like a scenario that you tell someone. And then based on their response, you can tell if they have psychopathic tendency. And I know being a psychopath and a narcissist are different, like if we're talking about in a diagnosis kind of way. But
yeah,
it's like this scenario that involves, it's like a funeral and a person, and you say the scenario, and then based on their response to your question, you can tell whether or not they have those tendencies. That's a good one to bring up on a date.
Oh, my God, I'm going to do that. I'm going to Google that, and I'm definitely
going to
send it
to you. Yeah.
Please
this
do.
Might help you out Jeez. There in the wild.
Well, look, the article, news.com.au, that's where you find it. You're doing it for them, and the podcast for news.com.au as well, which is?
Kinda Sorta Dating.
Jenna, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
Bondi and Maz's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's a complete package.